Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour, of course, will be Stephanie Sledge and Jack Mullen from the Government Rag for the Three Musketeers taking on the New World Order for you and enlighten you about many, many things. But, of course, Power Hour Nation has to pay for the gas, and part of that gas comes from you. And you support this station, and you support your health. And you get a win-win proposition starting January, pain-free, get buy one, get 50% off Topperson Original 2-ounce tube, all-natural pain relief cream, offer good while supplies last through the months of January. And those types of things are very, very important for you because you don't put all kinds of other nasty drug products in your body. And I find things like that work very, very well, and you even forget over a period of time that you even have pain because, you know, it's just once you get a bit of relief, then you can start focusing your brain on other things and the pain disappears. NAHS products, 10% off this week. Flash sale, buy one, get one 50% off on Grown by Nature potassium while supplies last. New customers get a 10% discount off their first ordering using code FIRST10 at checkout. So those are very, very important things to remember, because we are committed not just to a better world, but a better health for you, free not just of the propaganda of corporate media, but the basically, you know, garbage that's put out by these big corporations masquerading as something that's good for your health, because usually they come with all sorts of consequences and red flags that are nasty. While we were off air, I was talking to Stephanie about the holidays and how I'm not big on holidays. I've been doing a lot of, you know, praying, fasting, and thinking. And where I'm heading is, you know, a lot of how close we got once with Moses. And the door was slammed in our face because we were doing all kinds of things at the bottom of the mountain that probably weren't too appealing. And I feel, to a great extent, the states and the churches have organized a lot of these so-called holidays to keep us in some sort of happy pagan ritual of one sort or another and separating us from God, because they rue the day that we ever get past that portal at the top of the mountain and have the reunion. And for every living creature on the planet Earth, those days mean nothing. Why are they so important for us? The last thing I want to do is get, you know, flat out drunk or something like that and celebrate the new year, because it only takes a couple of days before some sort of hell breaks loose and, you know, it's all redundant anyway. And I would just rather spend my days in prayer and contemplation and hope that one day we're acceptable to cross the threshold to that better world, that better kingdom. And that should be more what it's all about. One of the things that, you know, I do and think, speaking about, you know, the tree of life, the tree of knowledge, the silicon beast, when you look at Revelation and what it really says, and you look at it in light of these things, make no mistake about it that this is in there. So when you look at Revelation 18 and that the world like disappears in an hour as we know it, and nothing has value anymore. Everything goes to zero. And Revelation 21, you know, there's a new heaven, a new earth. Is that like a new dimensional plane? Artificial intelligence takes over and sends us somewhere? You know, now that I understand these technological things a little better, when I read about Jesus ascending to the clouds to free the dead with those of us that remain, I don't think they're the big white billowy things in the sky. What if it's Microsoft's cloud the dead are freed from? Now that we're trapped in the tree of knowledge, the silicon beast that Colonel Corso warned us about in his book, The Day After Roswell, which is, you know, the UFO crowd hate him for that, even though he was military intelligence and he handled the Roswell file. I'm glad I read it. I just wish it was at the top of the pile sooner than when I found it. And when you look at, you know, the streets are gold. Is that because it's a circuit board and gold is a conductor? We have to broaden our horizons and look at things in ways we never thought possible. And one of the best people who does that, of course, outside of Jack, is Stephanie. Welcome, Stephanie. You have some new writings on the government rag talking about Tucson and the enduring lies. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Well, thank you, George, and I'm very happy to be a guest back on the Power Hour Nation. And, of course, I always admire your work, and I'm very enlightened to be here today with you and Jack. And so thank you again very much. And yes, I have yesterday I published an article on the ninth year that has passed since the Tucson shooting, and, of course, all the lies that we were told and indoctrinated in that incident, that event, I call it an event. And since then, I've also investigated the Sandy Hook shooting, and I have just released and published a book called The Citizens Journalist Exposure of Sandy Hook, and it's available out for people to order as well. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, and then, of course, you know, we have everything that's going on in the world right now, which I'm sure Jack can't wait to elaborate on that. So, anyway, thank you again for having me on.
Oh, indeed. So what is your latest revelation on the Tucson thing? Like, one of the biggest things, you know, that I understood is the intended target, Judge Rohl, seemed to be, you know, the main point of elimination from his role and function as a judge in controversial issues, and that he was sort of like swept aside as a victim that, you know, you probably talked to people, they wouldn't even know he was shot that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this whole past 9 years has all been about Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was allegedly shot in the head 9 years ago. And from every year since, you know, ever since the beginning of each year, we have to endure massive amounts of mainstream media publications on regurgitating the same story of the lone gunman went to the scene that day and shot all these people. And, of course, Judge John Rohl has been suppressed. And I did write an article. If anybody would like to find it, they can go to thegovernmentrag.com, or they can go to blog.thegovernmentrag.com. And it's right up there, one of the first articles. And I do go over some of the same points that they keep telling us, but I also, you know, make it clear to the reader that we were absolutely 100% lied to from the very get-go. And Judge John Rohl, you know, he was a judge that, I mean, you know, I did look into his past, and you know, he did, you know, he was facing a lot of court cases that were suppressed under the rug, never talked about it again. One of those is he was about ready to rule on the Forfeiture Act, changing the Forfeiture Act. And also, he does have a past in blocking gun control in the Clinton administration. And so I do talk about that, but one of the biggest things that I've learned, and this helped me with investigating the Sandy Hook shooting as well, is one of the biggest things that I learned that has played out over the last 9 years is that the same players are involved, the same agencies, organizations, politicians, people, actors, Hollywood, they're all together and they're continuing the same agenda. And one of the things that the Loeffner case brought forth, and I will have to credit Arthur Clemens. He's another writer for the Government Rag. And Arthur Clemens had, he had exposed the fact that the Loeffner case had actually set a precedent that actually made it legal to torture prisoners with mind control drugs against their will and without due process. And so, one of the most alarming things to me is since the Trump administration took office, Trump did announce to the world that, you know, we're going to take the guns now and worry about due process later. So these things are building up, and I do encourage people to go read about what's happening as far as our due process and find out more about these events, because we are living in times now where with the anti-Semitism laws that are passing, this case that set a precedent, which Jared Lee Loeffner's lawyer did not appeal it. So, you know, they can just basically put people in prison as political prisoners, and then, you know, they can torture them with drugs.
Well, this is going to be the whole substance of a guest I have coming on in 2 weeks, Stephen Kinzer, author of the book Poisoner in Chief, Sidney Gottlieb, and the CIA search for mind control and how they used LSD and just flat-out torture that would just make a dog vomit. Of course, it was done with authorization from the top, but not legal authorization as we would understand any form of legality. And they made no apologies for it, and I think they actually enjoyed their work, really. It is just so heinous, disgusting, vile, that it's hard to believe, you know, something like that could happen in the United States, where we live under the illusion of having rights and freedoms.
Right, and what it is, it's a Stalin-style purge is what it is, and you know, this is something very, very dangerous, you know, for the American people, and Arthur Clements compares it to the prisoner of conscience in the USSR, Vladimir, I think his last name is pronounced Kaleo, Vladimir Kaleo, but he was a political prisoner, and, you know, the whole story with what happened in the Loeffner case plays out. It's exactly like it was, you know, in the Cold War, and so, you know, legalizing, you know, but making it so that they can round up political prisoners in a Stalin-style roundup and, you know, torture them with mind-control drugs like you're talking about is, you know, a lot of people, what they've done is actually indoctrinated most of the nation to think that everybody's mentally ill anyway, so it's okay to go ahead and give them medicine and torture people, and it's not really torture, but, you know, they need medicine anyway, so make them take it, force them to take it back to sanity. But that's not the case, and that's mind control right there, is to believe that. And this is a very dangerous time that we live in.
Oh, indeed.
I agree.
And welcome, Jack. We were making a quick race to the Batcave to
welcome
get into
Jack.
Your Super Crusader suit, and now you're ready. The butler has brought you your script. What would you like to chime in first on, Jack?
Well, I'd like to say hello, and thanks for inviting me. And, yeah, I was here at the beginning, but apparently you guys weren't notified. But, yeah, I did have to make a quick run, and so if I sound a little funny, it's because I can't find my headphones. Anyway, yeah, this is all interesting things. Stephanie's article regarding the Loeffner shooting is something everyone should read. Most people have forgotten about that. And it was a stepping stone. It was probably a practice run for the SH event, as we try to, you know, self-censor ourselves as we're citizens in the politically correct states of America. And so I found her article refreshing because I had forgotten a lot of that stuff, too. Plus, she put some new interesting things in it as well, saying some things in a way that she hadn't said it in the past. So, anyway, we live and we grow up and we learn more things, and that's just what I try to do, same sort of thing you do every day, George. I think I have a couple of things that, you know, when you're ready, I would like to bring up for today's topic, but thanks for having me on.
Oh, indeed. Well, do come off with one, and you know, what's your thing for today? Is it a national issue or the Middle East crisis that was thrown on us too quickly?
Well, it all ties in. None of this stuff is unconnected, and everything that we experience today in our world is connected, and it's not a coincidence. The Middle East drama that we were exposed to over the past week or so, and now, as I read a headline this morning on I think it was Yahoo Finance, that the Iran issue was now in the rearview mirror and the stock market was heading for all-time highs. You know, this is just an absurd world. It's certainly stranger than, say, the Truman Show. But one of the things that I noticed yesterday looking around was this article that Whitney Webb had put out a couple of days ago, which highlights something called Operation Blackout, and it ties in with everything that we're speaking about today. For example, the Middle East situation with Iran is certainly benefiting Israel and no one else. So all roads lead to Israel. Israel had advanced information about the assassinations that were done by President Trump. a day before they happened. I find that peculiar because Israel doesn't have any sort of treaty with the United States that enables them to be a partner in military operations and stuff that has to do with the state self-preservation, national interest stuff. And so they get information a day in advance. I'm wondering if it's wagging the tail rather than the tail being wagged by the dog. But she did an article, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but it's entitled "Why a Shadowy Tech Firm with Ties to Israeli Intelligence is Running Doomsday Election Simulations." And if you hadn't read it, it's a very interesting, and too much to talk about here, but the key points are they back in November, they ran an election simulation, a company called Cyber Reason, which is a Israeli-based organization, conducted a 2020 election simulation with members of various U.S. agencies, namely the DHS, FBI, the U.S. Secret Service. The simulation was organized by Cyber Reason and a law firm, and the U.S. agencies in attendance were invited and appeared not to have been charged to participate. But during this simulation, the outcome was pretty dramatic. They said that 32 Americans died. This is a simulation for Election Day 2020. 32 Americans were dead and over 200 injured. Martial law was declared, and the election itself was canceled. And this is something that is most interesting because over the last 5 or 7 years or so, Israel has been claiming to be the cybersecurity giant, the big boy on the block, and that, you know, that they were only rivaled by the United States and only by scale, not by technology. Now, we all know that Israel is picked up its technology over the last 30 or 40 years through theft of the United States technology. But this is an interesting story because you see Benjamin Netanyahu running around talking about cybersecurity is the greatest danger in the future for mankind, and only Israel understands it. And cybersecurity can bring you to your knees. And we recently heard a lot from Brendan O'Connell about Operation Talpiot, the idea that most hardware now, there's a little processors inside called the ARC processor, and that ARC processor is independent of the primary processor. So, for example, the latest Intel chips, which are manufactured in Israel, all contain a subprocessor, which is called an ARC processor, which can be then backdoored. And essentially, the ARC processor is not in communication with the primary processor. The bottom line on this idea is that when you install these things in hardware that's important, critical systems, like, for example, nuclear power systems and a variety of other things that actually monitor cybersecurity, systems that are designed to, you know, protect valuable assets, but they don't understand they're already operating in a controlled mode because they have a back door built in. And that kind of ties in with this article where this company called Reason, which is made up of former Israeli Unit 8200 members, create this simulation wherein the U.S. elections are taken down and we end up with martial law. So anyway, I don't want to spend the whole time on that, but I think this is an article for everyone to read. It is an amazing story down a rabbit hole of Israeli spying on the United States and the various aspects of now all of our primary important information. Private information is controlled in Israel, and you know, things like our phone numbers and our calls are directed to Israel now.
Yeah.
And I believe that this is a situation that we should be alarmed about. It's also noted that Cyber Reason, the company that did this simulation, is covertly a major software provider to the U.S. government and the military through its direct partnership with Lockheed Martin. And so now we have a decision to open Lockheed Martin office in Israel's military new cyber operations hub in the Negev Desert. So we see that all of our technology is leaving the United States and ending up in the hands of people who are referred to as our greatest ally, but have been repeatedly found spying on the United States and involved with major false flag events, including 9/11. And all of us should be concerned about, especially in light of the fact that Trump is very, very interested in Israel, probably far more than the United States. And he and his following have problems with anything that Israel seems to be doing, so much to such extent that they're planning to pass legislation that violates the U.S. Constitution and favors Israel, in that you're not allowed to criticize Israel, or you cannot criticize anything related to Israel, like Zionism, and a derivative will be communism, and I would imagine that at some point or another we won't be able to criticize communism either. So anyway, that's story number one, George.
Well, do send me a link to that so you know, I can go through it in detail. I know there was one I found on Quartz, 2020 U.S. election simulation just ended with 32 dead and 200 injured. So I imagine a few people are picking up the case. Donald Trump did say, you know, about a month ago, he was interviewed, and he said, "I'm the last president." He said it several times in his interview, which I found quite interesting because there's that book, you know, the Voyages of the Baron Trump, and the last one is 1900 right, or something like that, the, you know, the last president. And there's allegations that, you know, this is almost like a time travel, you know, type of warning or something like that, that we are going to be dealing with some serious issues very shortly. But it just seemed ironic that, you know, he mentioned that in public at a place he was speaking at, made no bones about it, that he's the last president. Well, maybe this is how it's going to, you know, pan out to be. That's the great masterstroke is, you know, to be presidente for life, as they call it.
Right.
Anyway, we're coming up to the break. We have Jack Mullen with a great insight here, and Stephanie Sledge, thegovernmentrag.com. You can't go wrong with that, except going to thepowerhour.com, too. Thanks for coming out. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
888-346-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us today, Jack Mullen, Stephanie Sledge, and I think we've already opened up a very large Pandora's box with this 2020 election simulation resulting in dead and a president for life. That, you know, should just be chilling. I remember, you know, hearing Donald last month say that he was the last president. And, you know, compared to the book, The Last President, Barron Trump, that's well talked about all over. What does he know? Well, maybe this is what he knows and why he's on some road to perpetuity. Anyway, Stephanie, what's your take on an issue that you'd like to bring forward?
Well, one thing I'd like to say is that, you know, I definitely agree with all of Jack's research into all this and what he was just talking about as far as Israel taking control of our technology. And I have some, you know, in my real life, in my day-to-day life, I do work, you know, just like everybody else does. And one of the things that I notice is at the place that I work, most everything that we do is going to Israel. Like, for instance, anytime we need to call a help desk and put a help ticket in, that help ticket, we call Israel. And anytime that we have to send out documents that have anything to do with payroll or any important documents that have photocopies of people's IDs and social security numbers, those are boxed up and sent to a third-party company, and those are also in Israel. And so, I mean, these are really times where I don't think people really understand that, you know, our privacy is not being protected like they're told to us. And you know, there's just a lot of dangerous things that are going on, and our lives are totally exposed, and we're being tracked and databased everywhere. And in fact, I got a little bit angry with a lady at a store this morning when I stopped in. On my way to work, and she took my ID and she ran it through a scanner. And, you know, I had to stop what I was doing, even though there was about 20 people behind me, and let her know that she is not allowed to do that. I do not give her permission to do that. And every time she does that, she is tracking and databasing me to what I call the central hub system in America, and that is the Department of Motor Vehicles. Everything is tied to your driver's license and your, now we have to have license plates that have scanners and everything. So all of this information is flowing out of the country, and most people don't realize it at all. And same with our medical health records. You know, if people think that the medical health records are being stored in the basement of a, you know, their hospital like it used to be in the olden days, you know, they're wrong. They're boxed up. They're sent to third-party companies, and most likely they're being sent to technology companies that are owned by, you know, Israeli owners. And so, anyway, that's basically what I want to say as far as that is concerned. And, but yeah, we need to start waking up because, you know, America is really super in the hole right now. And one of the things that really bothers me the most is I go about my day-to-day business and I talk to people and they come up to me and they talk to me about what's happening in Iran and the situation with Trump. And you know, they regurgitate the same thing that they're hearing on the news, and it is just so overwhelming. You know, you realize how mentally indoctrinated these people are. They regurgitate back to you that, well, this guy was killing millions, so it was, he had to go, you know. And they heard that because that's what was told to them, but that, is that the truth? I don't think so. And so, you know, these are times where we're facing our own brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and friends and family, and they are looking at us and regurgitating things that aren't true. They're just hearing those things, and they go along to get along because it feels good.
Well, that's it exactly. They call it the echo chamber effect, and I see that amongst everybody I associate with primarily. And, you know, doesn't matter whether they're reading it in the newspaper, seeing it on TV, they all have the same byline stories and interpretations as they go by, and I just look at them as walking droids of mind control people, and I like to throw a monkey wrench into those gears. All our health information here in Ontario was stolen by hackers. So, you know, having it in a central database was, you know, probably not the greatest idea. And there's probably many other, you know, databases that have been hacked and turned over. And another big thing we have to really come to grips with is artificial reality. So, you know, one article I have on my website that I found, how video game engines help create visual effects on movie sets in real time, so that in the latest film technology, green screen's passe now. They can just, you know, make any kind of reality right in front of you then and there, and it is just artificial. It's not true. It's not real. The weather channels are doing this as well. They're doing a lot of just manufacturing mixed reality. So when they tell us something that's going to support the weather agendas, you know, we have no idea of determining if this is real or not, because they're doing all the top things that the you know, the movie companies do to create sets, and it's not real. It's computer generated, and you know, so you can never take anything they say. And we have to know that people lie. Hand in glove, one of the big things I use, if you're going to use any defining thing or logic in Scripture, God says we're all sinners. So when you hear some of the ones in politics or the news or popular media or whatever saying that they're saints, you already know they're a liar. So why would you trust them? And, you know, it's just either God's wrong or they're wrong. Well, I know where to place my bet, and I know that pretty much their lips are moving, they're lying. And there's, you know, just no two ways about it. And they're protected by this corporate media Borg to continue with these lies and deceive us. And they're taking us basically into slavery, into bondage. And, you know, if we're going to use what I called once Jesus logic, the truth sets us free as we're going more and more into bondage. If anyone says anything that takes us into more enslavement, well, it cannot be the truth, no matter how many times they repeat it, no matter how much power they have in saying it. It's taking us into servitude and bondage. It cannot be the truth, even if we can't see what the lie is at the first point. Jack, if you've got another amazing insight for us, we have to fasten our seatbelts for the first one.
Well, I mean, they're all the same. They're all related. But I was just looking at, you know, I'm interested in cybersecurity. So looking at various components of cybersecurity because of the articles that are involving Netanyahu and his Unit 8200 and the fact that Israel claims to be the cybersecurity big boy on the block. And they definitely do have technology now that enables them to do pretty much what they want, especially with Windows machines. They are partly responsible for the Windows code. Much of, or a portion of, Windows 10 was designed in Israel. Windows 10 now is considered by cybersecurity professionals to be a open cloud-based source of your, in other words, there's nothing safe about using Windows 10 at all. Everything that you put into Windows 10, because it's free, they don't, they make it available to everyone in the world through the cloud. And that doesn't include this straight up back doors that have been engineered into the hardware as well. So anyway, it's interesting to find out that when you look at companies in the United States that are involved with securing very, very critical assets of the U.S., like our nuclear power plants, for example, and nuclear weapons systems, you'll see Israeli companies come up in the list. And one of those companies was called MAGA, Make America Great Again, with an L on the end, MAGA. And I find that interesting. If you look up the definition of that company, it has something to do in Hebrew with surrounding, from the inside. This company is now in charge of securing, you know, our critical assets. And I'm just amazed at the fact that the United States now has outsourced all of its security responsibilities, and now it's going to host its national defense information in the cloud with the Microsoft contract that just went out to host Pentagon papers and data and the national security information inside of Microsoft cloud. That's essentially just a open portal to Israel. And so the realization is that the United States has become a colony of Israel. Donald Trump is a handpicked operative for Israel. Most of the congressional representatives are Christian Zionists, and wittingly or unwittingly, they support anything and everything that Israel does. We see people like Pence, who's a fanatic Christian Zionist and insanely crazy about Israel. And of course, we had Bolton, who was kicked out, but you know, Bolton was one of the largest Israel fanatics probably ever in the history of the world to occupy the position of a high-level defense minister in an independent nation of Israel, or of Judea, depending on the time period. So we're surrounded by Israel and absolutely fundamentally controlled by Israelis, both the dual citizens internally, but also by their corporate entities that do all of our work and maintain all of our records and keep our airports safe. This MAGA corporation is involved with airport security all over the place. So, you know, who are they making it safe for is the real question. And I think if you spend some time thinking about it, you'll see how critical this is. And the United States, even if it wanted to back out of its tight connections with Israel right now and maybe try to retain some sort of sovereignty for the American people over their government, they would invite what Israel has already discussed, and that is the Samson effect, the Samson option that Israel has. Michael Collins Piper wrote a book called The Golem, and that Golem is his book was subtitled Israel's Nuclear Hell Bomb and the Road to Global Armageddon. And he said this was a study of Israelization of American foreign policy and its implications for the survival of mankind. And I don't think you can't take this stuff too light now. We have to take the gloves off, because this is about the survival of mankind. The Georgia Guidestones weren't just put up because somebody wanted to, you know, dump a couple hundred grand into some granite in the middle of Georgia. There are meanings that are all around us nations they plan to downsize the population. And if people will study the Noahide laws and find out how they made their way into U.S. law, that's law 104, which is also got the name of Education Day, you'll see how Chabad Lubavitch, one of the most supremacist Jewish organizations on the planet, fiercely supremacist, an organization that all the time tells people that Gentiles have a lower soul than Jews, how they are so intimately involved with the president. And you can see him sitting in the office of Trump. You can see him sitting in the office of George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and Jimmy Carter before that, and Bill Clinton. And
right.
So this is a small group of people that have taken enormous control. I don't, by small, I mean like maybe a tenth of a percent of the total world's population. And yet they have this great power. We don't see Trump sitting with Pope or anyone from Islamic religion for that matter. So anyway, this is the sort of thing that I think about and I try to write about. I have a lot of good articles about this topic if somebody's interested. But it is dangerous now, and it's time that we stopped pussyfooting around the topic. It has to be brought out, and we have to understand, do we really want another country running every portion of our country? Do we want to be the second state of Israel instead of Israel being the 52nd state of the United States? So that's my next topic.
Oh, indeed. And that's the big game, the big illusion. You know, I know one of the fans in Florida, you know, sent me about who controls the media in, you know, no uncertain terms. I'll have to send you that. And we are just completely on the hook of basically a foreign power. And is there a way out? It's difficult to say. But the fact that they're so keen on wanting to disarm Americans and the whole world, really, because, you know, it's just going to be you know, a global concentration camp one way or another. And I don't hesitate to say that it'll be a digital global concentration camp, because they're going to use the technology to enslave us, just like Colonel Corso said in the day after Roswell. If, you know, you don't know and understand that every little bit of technology that you take is you're driving nails into your coffin. You know, I feel sorry for you, but you really are. It's a shame. You line up for these spy phones, and that's all they're there for, is to spy on you. And that doesn't mean anything to you right now, because they haven't pulled the lever. But it's just like you can stand on the scaffold, and you can put the rope around your neck. Nothing's right. going to happen. You can sing, you can dance. But then the hidden hand comes and pulls that lever. You swing, and you're not getting out of it. So
it's right.
something to pay attention to. That is the whole concept of intelligence agencies, is to wage war a la Sun Tzu, to lure you into a trap where they need minimal force, if any at all, to conquer you or capture you, and that you have maximum loss. And that's the ultimate art form. And it's not watching TV, it's not playing sports or anything like that. Like, I find that so dull, dry, mundane, and stupid, because someone has, you know, it's just like the old Western. I like the High Noon analogy, but the train's coming, the bad guys are on it, and they're coming gunning for you. And, you know, you better start getting ready for when that train stops and the door opens and these bandits come out. And they may very well come out in a electronic or digital format to conquer you, even that you can't even begin to speculate from. So, you know, to mindlessly just give away everything you have to this giant shadow of a computer control grid. And that's what Corso said. He said the World Wide Web will ultimately become the giant computer brain that rules us all, and that we spread it purposely ourselves like Ebola. So as soon as he said Ebola, like, you know, you got both my ears tuned in there, that this will be so overpoweringly devastating that we may never have the chance to even come to grips with it. And with Revelation saying that everything collapses within an hour, don't give you much time to say your prayers. And if we don't catch up, we're doomed.
Go ahead. Yeah, you brought up something that reminded me. Do you remember the Soviet defector? His name was Yuri Bezmenov. And it's back in this 1985 or so, he showed up in the United States and he warned America for a number of years. I don't know if he's still alive now, but he said the highest art of warfare is not to fight at all, but to subvert anything of value in the country of your enemy until such a time that the perception of reality of your enemy is screwed up to such an extent that he does not perceive you as the enemy. You can take your enemy without a single shot being fired. This is exactly what we have today in the form of our enemy being Israel. And it's so screwed up that we have to define them as our greatest ally. And we have to let them tell us that diversity is our strength, when in fact their strength is our diversity. So we are constantly at odds with each other. We're at war internally. No one knows what's real and not real. This shooting of Soleimani, we're told that he was this evil man who murdered millions. There's not a shred, a single iota of truth to that story that can be found by me. And many, many others have looked everywhere. We only see this man trying to defuse stuff, trying to get rid of ISIS. I found an article from an Israeli security officer saying that we don't want ISIS out of Syria, that ISIS represents our ideals, that ISIS protects us from the Arabs. So we know who ISIS is, who created ISIS and what their purpose was. And we can see why this Iranian thing is so important to Israel. It has nothing to do with the United States. It's sucking the blood out of the United States. It's eating their assets, their resources, their legacy. It's destroying their karma. It's taking their children, their sons and daughters, and turning them into casualties. And when this next war starts, my question to the mothers and fathers of this United States is, are you going to allow them to take your sons again, to fight in a war that has no value and nothing for you to gain except to lose your wealth and your legacy and your karma and your children and probably your country forever? And this is the world that we're living in now that's so frustrating when you walk around and listen to people talking on the streets as though Donald Trump just did something magnificent by executing some people
exactly.
From a distance. And so, anyway, there's a lot of important stuff there that people could read. G. Edward Griffin did a wonderful interview with this guy, Yuri Bezmenov, and he explained what the communist plan was. You see, communism is the other side of Zionism. Communism is the nation destroyer. Zionism is a nation builder. Zionism builds the nation of their Moshiach, which is just a man, and communism destroys all the nations of the Goyim, or the Gentile. And so they work together, and they appear to be sometimes at odds, but they're in fact the same side of a different coin. Israel was founded by Bolsheviks from Europe. They were, they took themselves out of mostly Poland, Krakow, and places that were under the Soviet influence as Bolsheviks and communists, and found themselves creating Israel, and now they're Zionists. But it's the same effort. It's the destruction of Western civilization, for the most part, and the recreation of a one-world tyranny with a very, very small population of people that they can maintain. After all, we're many and they're few. And unless we rise like lions, to quote Percy Shelley, this is going to happen. So everyone needs to heard me today and you, George, go home and think about this and see if there's anything they can do at all, even if it's just writing one of the representatives saying, we want you to represent the United States, not Israel. Or if it's making signs or posters or talking to people in church. If we could wake the Christian Zionists up, we would have an army that no one could defeat. But as it is now, they're stunned with some sort of poison, like being struck by a snake before the snake takes over your life. You're stuck in this zone of stunness. And
well,
that's
part of it is, I look at some of the doctrines they teach as telling you, you get out of apocalypse free card. And you accept the Lord and everything's paved for you. But that doesn't necessarily hold true in many other parts. Like, in talking about the fire, God says we're all tried in the fire, all of us. So we have a contradiction. Am I saved or am I tried? And you can't have it both ways. So there has to be one point that is inaccurate and one that is accurate. And, I've said it before, what would be the greatest weapon that could ever be deployed on religious people? You look at the Ten Commandments as an example, that it's in there. The first two are very hard and fast. So if you wanted to destroy any protection or cover you have from God, what would you do? Invent another God. And now you're trapped. You lost all your power,
right.
And I've got you, because you will go to the false God for your answer. And what if that is the case? And of course, you'll never find out, will you? But it'll be too late. But you have to ask very deep, sincere questions that take you to the ultimate of what you thought you knew or what you think you have been told. Is it because you're repeating something somebody told you, part of the great brainwashing experiment, or is it because it is actually true? There was great battles back in those days about what was God and what was not. And that's why, you know, like the great founder of Christianity to a great extent, Paul, was to be stoned or put to death because he changed the law, and no man is to change the law. So which is right? And we better get it right or we walk into the trap. And I would prefer we don't walk into the trap. So, you know, the other great Christian saying is there's no way to the Father except through the Son. And that's why I'm studying Moses. He did it. So I have an inaccuracy according to Plato's laws of logic. You told me there was no way. And you go through the Old Testament, there were a few people that found a way. So that means there are other ways. And they're scripturally sound ways because they come from the Bible too. So we have to keep looking, challenging, and not just accepting everything because it was told for generations before, perhaps. Anyway, Stephanie Sledge, Jack Mullen, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, George. It's always a pleasure.
And that's the key to victory. Change the channel.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Our nation. Turn off corporate media. Thank you. Until the next time, I'm George Freund. Good day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.